You are
My
my
fire.
fire, the one desire.
Desire and we
Believe what?
and leave.
When I say I
I
want
want
it
it
that
that way.
way,
Tell me why.
ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't
Oh my
nothing
God.
but a mistake.
Mistake.
Tell me why. I never wanna hear you
You
say
say,
I want
want it
it
that
that way.
way.
It's kind of hard when we're not together because we're like seconds off
Yeah,
from each other.
we're more than seconds off.
We would be on point if we were together, because then our audio would be
I'm on the
synced.
wrong tune. What's the word? Key.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Brown Sugar Hour. We are your hosts, Alyssa.
Ali.
I'm Brandy.
And I'm Sarah.
Coming to you from our comfy, cozy beds. You know, we sit in the vibe. Oh, Sarah's winking because she's not actually at her bed, but it's okay. Her bed's behind her.
My laptop was gonna die. I needed to plug it into the outlet. I apologize. Don't worry though. By the second half, I should be in my bed.
So this is going to be our little nighttime sleepy episode. So turn off the lights, light a candle, snuggle up in bed, and let's roll the intro music. But before we continue, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at grove.girls and to follow/subscribe. Oh, and turn on post notifications. That's new. I know Spotify has that feature now. I don't know about
What?
Apple Podcasts. Yeah, they recently brought it back,
Wow,
the
cute.
post notification. Yeah, they used to have it before. I guess it was kind of like a test to see how it worked, and then they
Yeah.
took it away, but now it's back. So now you can turn on post notifications. So go ahead, do that. All right, let's see. While we are on this note, so we're all pretty much winding down for the night and I don't know, getting ready for bed, kind of. I'm not getting ready for bed specifically, but just, you know, getting myself
Oh,
situated.
getting yourself prepared to get ready for bed. When
Yeah,
we
like the
don't,
step before that.
on the days that we don't record, I'm in bed at this time.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes I have like did all my nighttime stuff, sometimes not. But I'm like in my bed already.
Currently, it is 10:45 in Los Angeles. Depends on my shower, you know, if I shower at night or in the morning. But by this time, I probably already be showered, you know, a little nighttime snack, maybe send some emails.
At
But
10 o'clock at night?
yeah, bro, the grind don't stop.
Wow.
She's a working lady.
Grind don't stop.
I do. I stop. Like,
Either
sorry, you don't pay me for this hour.
it's either on my phone or my laptop
Yeah.
on. It depends on my mood though, you know? Sometimes I just want to watch a good show.
Well, what do
Yeah.
you guys do to wind down? Brandy's just in bed already, so she already wind down.
Yeah. Well, you know, like after you eat, I know it's not good to lie down after you eat, but sometimes you just knack attack that you just gotta lie down, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
So usually after I eat dinner and like play with my dogs a little bit, I'll literally go in bed and turn on either a show, whatever show I'm watching, a new movie because I like watching movies as well. Oh, actually, started new a new book, so I'm also reading now. I have three unread books that I just ordered, and I figured start getting through that. So I started a book tonight. This one, hold it. I started Holding Up the Universe by Jennifer Navin. She also wrote All the Bright Places, which I read like in high school. And
Wait, that's the movie. Oh, well, there is a movie,
yeah,
sorry, but
on Netflix.
there's a book.
Yes, yeah. So I didn't watch the movie, but
Me neither.
maybe I should reread the book before I watch the movie. Wow.
I heard it's
Options.
I heard people cry.
Emotional.
Yeah.
It's very emotional. I haven't watched it, and I don't think I have to be in the mood to watch it because it's very
Emotional.
emotional.
Yeah, I have to be in a mood for emotional stuff
Did you
because
get teary-eyed, Sarah?
I didn't watch it. I'm too afraid. Because
I know I thought you did. Oh,
no,
okay.
I want to watch it because Justice Smith is in it, but I know it's going to, like, tear me apart.
Yeah.
So.
We'll add that to our movie watching list.
So all of us are going to have to be in a mood at the same time to be able to watch the movie.
Really?
We ain't synced up no more.
Yeah, super side note. I kind of remember when we lived together. I just remember us, like, none of us were always, like, on the same, like, movie mood.
Yes.
Like, someone wanted to cry and someone wanted to laugh. Someone wanted action or something.
Yeah.
Like, we never, like, had, like, the same movie thing. So I just, I don't know, funny thought. And, like, how we'd have to pick out of a hat or something.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was going to say we had to randomize our videos, and we would press the random button, and if we didn't like it, we would go back and skip it. But speaking of mood, this is what I was going to bring up, was it's kind of an inside joke between all of us, but Sarah, have you watched Coco yet?
No.
Okay. Same.
Are you serious?
Damn, y'all.
Same. So the thing with the movie Coco is that Alyssa and I have never been in the mood to watch Coco because everybody told us it's, like, it's so sad.
It's so good.
And it's so good, yeah.
It's only sad for, like, it's not, it's, oh.
We are emotional.
Like, why? It's not, like, why? A sad where you regret watching the movie. It's, like, a sad, like, a heartwarming.
It makes you feel so cute and cozy.
And you end up happy at the end.
I just haven't been in the mood to cry.
You only cry for, like, 2 minutes.
That's weird because, you know, I'd be crying at dumb movies that you're not
me
supposed
too.
To cry in.
Yeah.
So imagine me watching Coco from, like, the first 5 seconds. That would be literally me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
well,
me too.
Now
can
that
can we group watch it on Disney
Yes,
Plus?
Now that Disney Plus has that
we can.
Thing.
I have to be in the mood, though. Let me
shut up.
Let me put it on.
We're gonna override this move.
No, Brandy and Ali have been trying to get us to watch it. Even when we lived together, they were like, "You want to watch Coco?
I remember.
Oh, it's on Netflix now. Let's watch Coco or whatever." And Alyssa and I were like, "No, let's watch something else."
I literally watched it like 3 times when we lived together, and none of you wanted to watch it with
me. We need to schedule it for a day to where you can't change it. And, like, you need to get yourself in the mood for that day.
I just thought of something. We should do just one day, a movie night out of the week. One person picks.
Okay, if I get the
You know what I mean?
Night, if I get the movie. Then
oh, we don't like Sarah's movies, guys.
We are watching.
Yeah, Call Me By Your Name.
I haven't watched that yet. It's so good. They refuse to watch it, but it's such a good movie.
Listen, I watched parts of it. That should count as something.
I read stuff about it.
You should watch
it. I heard it was a good movie, and I don't doubt it. I just don't. I don't know why. I just don't want to watch
it. Yeah, same. I don't know.
Or finish it. Because
it's the penises
it.
For you, isn't it?
It's definitely the penises.
Totally. Are you guys night showers or day showers?
I'll only take one in during the day if, like, I work in the yard or I'm just, like, super, super, super hot. But I'm a night shower because I like that feeling of relaxation before I go to sleep.
Sometimes I'm a morning shower. Well, okay, that's a lie. I'm a night shower, like, every day. Like, even if I don't wash my hair, like, at nighttime. But I am also a morning shower if I, like, go on a walk or, like, do some kind of exercise in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't really, I mean, if I wait till the end of the day to do an exercise, I won't do it. So the only reason why I would really shower in the morning is if I worked out.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's the same for me.
So, like, any showers other than the night are with a purpose.
Yeah.
But the default
I
is
second
the
that.
Night.
Mm-hmm. I've actually been, like, afternoon showering a lot more often.
Oh, it's actually same.
Yeah. Just because I like when my hair is, like, dry when I go to sleep. Yeah, so I've been, like,
for that.
Either showering, like, later afternoon or, like, at night. And I have to, like, stay up for a solid 2 or 3 hours till my hair dries. But I don't know. Afternoon showers kind of hit different. Like, I'll just, like, work in the morning and then shower in the afternoon and then go somewhere after I shower. And I don't know. I just feel, like, I feel better.
You're productive.
Yeah, and I feel productive.
So, I don't know. It's like, I mean, it's not a weird thing to say, but, like, sometimes showering just makes you feel like, oh, like, I'm clean. Like, I'm, like, new, brand new, whatever I want and stuff like that. I like afternoon showers because I have, like, a window on the top of my shower.
Oh, okay.
So, like literally the afternoon sun, like I don't need to turn on a light or anything, and it's just like natural light or whatever. And I don't know, it just makes me feel like I'm like in an outdoor shower when I'm not. I don't know.
No, I get that feeling. Like, it's nice to have, yeah. Like, you know, you can feel the breeze from outside, too.
We're in, like, the process of building an outdoor shower.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because now that we have... I always
wanted one of those.
Right? Same.
It's we a just very, do the hose. Like...
Yeah. Well, yeah. We usually just do the hose.
That's so Hawaii, and I literally love it.
Now, my nieces, then love going to the beach. So, we're like, And we always bathe them outside, too.
Mm-hmm, with the hose.
It's fast. Yeah, because it's so much faster than... to have to like shower them inside.
And then if you get sand in the house, you know, it's yeah, just outside.
And like getting, you know, like when you take off your swimsuit, the ground is all wet, yeah. And stuff like that. So we're in the process of building our outdoor shower.
I usually take night showers because I sleep really late. I feel like I'm partially nocturnal, so I don't go to sleep with my hair wet because I go to sleep so late. So it kind of works out for me no matter what. For some reason, I can't force myself to go to sleep. So I have to do something, or I think because I have like my mind is like a creative mind, it's always working super late at night, so that's why I'm up all the time.
Question, what time do you all go to bed?
I probably go to bed at like midnight every night. I'll spend a really good portion of the night doing homework, and then I'll usually watch a movie with Ona, which is usually just like finally like the time that forces me to put my school stuff yeah. away. And then I'll go to sleep, yeah, about midnight. We're movie fanatics, so.
I know, I feel like you guys are always watching a movie.
Or a show.
Yeah.
Or a show.
What's your most recent movie that you watched?
We watched this movie called Double Jeopardy.
Oh.
On Netflix. It's old. It's from, like, either late 90s, early 2000s. But I highly recommend.
Oh, okay.
This lady's husband dies. And, well, supposedly... And then she learned that he wasn't really and, like, spends the movie, like, trying to get back at him and, like, finish the job.
Oh, she was framed because for murder.
Yes, she was framed for his murder. So she, like, spends the movie, like, trying to clear her name and, like, end up, like, getting back at him.
Wow, interesting.
Oh. Yeah. So she was framed, but she didn't.
Mm-hmm. She didn't kill him. The parts in the movie that you'll learn are why she wants to, like, get back at him and all these things.
I don't know. My bedtime varies because sometimes I, like, if I babysit that day, like, I'm usually, like, drained and stuff. So I'll go to bed before 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's and crazy. Entertaining. I don't know if everyone knows this, but I know y'all know this. I'm not really a big kid person. Like, I want kids of my own, and, like, I hope by the time that comes around, like, I'll be, I don't know, maybe, like, my nieces are, like, my testers, you know? So, usually after a day with them, I'm literally so tired that I go to bed so early. And then, if not, it would be, like, between 11 and 12, because I have my light on timers, and whenever it goes off at 12 no matter what, so if it goes off at 12, then I'm going to bed. And then sometimes I can't fall asleep because I've either had coffee during the day or like things are just on my mind. So like last night I didn't go to bed till almost 2 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't fall asleep. Weird.
Mine is getting very strange.
Oh, interesting.
So I go to sleep between the times of 1 and 2 and then, but I wake up around like 8:30 to 9:30.
That's like almost 8 hours.
Yeah, but you know I don't wake up in the morning at all. Yeah. But, like, more recently, that's how it's been. Sometimes it's even been, like, before. Like, sometimes it's even been 8. Mm-hmm. Or I'll go to sleep later. Like, the other day, I went to sleep at, like, 4:30. And I was like, what is wrong with me?
In the afternoon?
No.
Or in the morning?
No.
Oh, wow.
And I also still don't take naps.
Yeah, I don't take naps anymore either. Wow. Weird. Because I used to take naps Shut all up. The time.
Yeah.
I take naps now.
Are you serious?
Really? Yeah, because, well, I go to bed... If I go to bed late, like, at 1, like, between 1 and 2, I still wake up, like, relatively early, between, like, 7. Sometimes I get up earlier because my dogs sleep in my room, so I gotta take them out and stuff. So if I get up early, I'll take a nap. I usually take a nap before 2 o'clock, though. I set a timer for 30 minutes because it takes me, like, 10 minutes to fall asleep. Not every day, but, like, at least twice a week.
Oh, my God.
I know. Who am I?
Wow, she's a napper.
Yeah, I was never a napper. I hated naps because I just felt like I was wasting the day, but I have like no motivation.
But naps are good to a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Like a good solid 20-minute nap is cool, but like if I were to take a nap for 20 minutes, that does not work for me. I just feel like even worse when I have and I wake up. I'm like, I don't
Yeah.
feel at all.
Sometimes I do, but like my whole family, by the time like I get up from my naps, like my family's home from work and stuff. So like they make me do things, and that's usually when like my family does chores outside or we go in the jacuzzi and stuff, so like I have to get up.
I don't take naps anymore.
Well, you work too, so I feel like it's hard for
You
you to take
also work
nap.
9 to 5, so like, when do
Yeah.
you have time to nap? Lunch break. You don't need lunch this week.
I've been really making use of my time lately. I would work 9 to 5. I come home. I am either planning for the podcast or I'm doing research on different things that I'm working on at the moment. And then I eat dinner and then I'm going back and I'm doing that again, doing a little bit more research and whatever. And I don't know. And even when I'm about to go to sleep, sometimes I don't even have time to go on my phone to scroll on anything. I just am working and then I'm going to sleep. So I don't even get a break to really wind down. So that's why I think when I'm going to sleep, I usually play music and while I'm falling asleep to that music. So I guess that's my wind down without actually physically doing something. 'Cause I know it's not good to be looking at a blue screen. So I have what is called blue light glasses. I have the night mode on my phone or on my laptop. Yeah, I'm usually looking at a screen, sleeping, and that's it, and eating. That's pretty much it. Oh, but I also go to sleep around 2 o'clock in the morning. That's my normal bedtime, 1 to 2. I'm always working.
The grind don't stop.
Actual working and just working
For
because
yourself.
I need something to do.
I never woke up early.
Yeah.
Now, like, of course, I have to wake up early for class, but now on days that I don't have class, like, if I wake up later than 9, I feel like I've wasted a good part of my day. Like, I'll try to wake up by like 7:45 so I can start my homework for the day by like 8:30 or 9 at the
You make me
latest.
sound so unproductive.
You
make
That's
me like
so
hate
early.
school
I want
much.
to be less productive. Like, I'll try to do like 3 or 4 assignments by 12.
Wow.
Jeez. And
Wow.
well, because right now I'm in 4 different group projects.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
That are like all
And
overlapping too, yeah?
yes.
why are you having multiple projects at one time?
That's what I'm
That's weird.
saying. That's
Maybe they're like
confusing
trying
to
to
me.
teach like not to procrastinate so that you can teach students not to procrastinate. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know.
teaching
I think they're also trying to compensate just for a lot of the things we're
Oh, because of
missing,
COVID?
which I get. But yeah, I'll try to do like 3 or 4 by lunchtime and then possibly have an afternoon class and then do more homework after my afternoon evening
Wow.
class.
Wow. Grad school life.
I know.
I'm sure the listeners are like, we get it, Ali, you're in grad
Well,
school, but it's
that's.
literally my entire life at this point.
Yeah, it's basically a job.
Yes.
Because I go to sleep so late, and I think those of you who sleep late as well can attest to this, I can see the new round of Snapchat memory
Oh.
phone for the following day. And I think they're so funny. And I want to send them right away, but I know everyone's sleeping, so they're not going to see it and they're not going to laugh and have the same reaction that I have. But some recent ones that I had was Brandy had a presentation for one of her
I
public speaking classes, and you need to have
had to,
3 people, right?
because it was an online speech class and I had to record my speech and I had to have three audience members visible in the camera and where you can see all three of the audience and me and I had to give my presentation and stuff. So yeah, oh my God. We didn't have Ali'i wasn't over at our apartment at that time, so it was only Alyssa and Sarah. And I was like, "Damn, I gotta turn this in today. What do we do?" So we made our person. We called her Jane Doe. So what did we do? We got a pillow, right? Yeah.
It was a volleyball head.
Yeah.
On top of a pillow with a hoodie on.
Yes.
And then Alyssa had these like really long extensions. So we just like, yeah. extensions like a wrap by the hoodie to make it look like a real person.
Yeah. It was so funny.
But I just remember, like, I have memories of Snapchat of me, like, talking to the volleyball head.
I feel like you were drinking a wine during my
session. I think I was drinking during your thing.
Yeah, that's funny, too. So I have a Snapchat of Sarah literally having a full-on conversation with, we called her Jane, you know, like Jane Doe as, like, a missing person or whatever. She was literally having a full-on conversation. I was like, what is going on? This is, and I feel like you're, I know you're joking, but it looked so serious. I was like, what the heck?
Well, what else did I get? Oh, Brandy and neighbor Sarah, I accompanied them down to Phoenix or Tempe. That's where we went.
Yeah.
And they went to a Harry Styles concert. I visited my friend.
Yeah, that was a pretty good trip. We all drove down. And it worked out because I had to go down for the concert, obviously. And then we're like, oh, Liz, you should come and you can stay with your friend because I don't think you've seen her in like a while, like that whole year or something. Yeah. Was it Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon. And I also had to pick up my laptop.
Oh, was it that time?
Yeah, we did this. We did a double trip.
I am just confused because where was I?
I don't know. You didn't go to the concert. I was going down because I was staying with my friend Shannon because it was her birthday weekend.
But why would I not stay by myself in the apartment? Like, that's not right.
I don't
know. Did I go home?
I think you might have been home because the day before, it was just me and Alyssa.
But also another trip that we had without Sarah, we went to Tuba City, which is north of Flagstaff, I think.
I hung out with Kayla this day.
With their own time zone.
Yeah, they have their own time zone. How weird is that?
Oh, okay. I love that. I was like, wait, what?
We performed at the same time as Nelly.
That was so
weird. I will never get over that. Like, imagine being in backstage, changing for a dance, and you just hear Nelly, like, a couple hundred feet away from you.
Yeah.
And you can't go.
We were performing for the old people, like the elderly, which wasn't bad. It was okay.
I was the MC. And it was so horrible because, you know, like trying to pump up a crowd, you know, it was very difficult.
A call and response.
Yeah, because one, they were all old. Two, they probably didn't speak English as well. Like they spoke Navajo. Is that the language?
It might be. Is that right?
Is that what the language is called?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I don't know. They spoke... they probably didn't speak English because they spoke Native American, like the Native American language. So it was hard. And like from that, it was hard to like communicate and stuff. And two, it was late at night and it was freezing cold. And also, I don't think I'm a good MC. Let's just put it at that. So that was a experience for me. How was it for you dancers?
Well, I just remember we were getting ready to dance and Brandy would, you know, say something in hopes that somebody would get a response. And Brandy's like, are you guys having a good time? I know I am. Or something like that. Like, yes, I am.
Bro, that was like the most. And I hope y'all were laughing in the background. Like, I hope someone was laughing.
Yeah. It's also easier when we do it for luau and have MCs because you can have that like vocal humor. And, like, make jokes that they'll get.
I was trying to be proper.
But, like, we don't know. Yeah. And we don't know, like, the things that would, like, trigger them to laugh and stuff like that. But it was fun.
Me and Uncle Keola were just laughing.
I wished we were performing at an off time.
Oh, my gosh.
Because we were in the arena. We were watching, like, rapping performances and stuff.
It was also weird.
And if we just stayed there, we could have been.
In prime seating.
At the concert.
I thought we were dancing on that stage.
Me too. But
I also thought I'd be seeing Nelly, but turns out we didn't see him.
We also saw a powwow in the tent, right?
Yeah.
We kind of like peeked in.
Yeah.
And there were snacks. I can't remember what I got.
I vlogged that whole day, though. Never released it because it was at the time where I got the Final Cut Pro software from Sarah's brother, and when I updated my laptop, I couldn't use that same software. Oh. So all of that is gone. I have the footage, just what I gone.
So, wow. Mm-hmm. I can edit it again.
Editing is my favorite part. I know, editing is my favorite part, but I did such good, fun things to that now.
Oh, it was just like not motivated. Again.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to edit, but one day I'll do it and release all of our vlogs.
Uncle Hyola, now that we know you listen to this, hi.
What's up, Uncle?
Hi, yes, Uncle.
We're talking about you and your parents.
Uncle, you know Big Bang.
No, he no listen to Big Bang. Remember he told us?
Oh, wait.
I think Tomo was with you.
When did? Yes. It was me and Tomonui in the back. And then, didn't at some point Auntie M drive? Because Uncle Keola's mom said something about her driving.
She was driving.
And
she was driving, okay, and Uncle Keola was in another car.
I was in Uncle Keola's car.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay, Auntie M was driving, I guess, a little fast. And Uncle Keola's mom was like, "Who taught you to drive, Emily? I'm just wondering." Was it Keola? I'm just wondering. No. Who taught you,
though? But I also,
like, very passive.
I just remember when we're driving back, one, it was, like, super spooky and dark. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I thought I saw a
bear. Thing. A bear.
Was it a bear?
Yeah.
You my God. So loud. You were like, "That's a bear."
We're in the car. I was in the front seat because I told them, now that we don't go to school with everyone anymore, I was like, I get car sick, but I really don't. I just really, I didn't want to squeeze. Yeah. So now that I don't have to drive with anyone else, fun fact, I don't get car sick. I just like to have the room.
Oh my God, I'm so dead.
That is so funny.
Was in the front seat and Uncle was driving, and it's just like pitch black because there's no lights on these roads in the middle of nowhere in Arizona. And I literally just see an animal in like the headlights, and I literally was like, I gasped so loud, and Uncle was like, "What?" I was like, "Oh my God, it was a bear." And then he's like, "There's no bears here," or whatever. I was like, "Then it was a cow or a dog or something. It was some freaking animal, and it was huge." And I thought Uncle was gonna hit it. I don't know. And then,
oh my God,
I think because we were the front car, and then all of a sudden, NTM's car, y'all's car, just zooms past us, and we're like, "Oh my gosh, what happened?" So Uncle called, and he was like, and NT was like, "Oh, Kama had to use the potty or something."
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, whose car was it? Yours, Brandy? Where every car had snacks, and we were all driving like behind one another.
Yeah.
And we turn around to look into the other car, and you see like Brandy throwing snacks back like aggressively into the back.
I had even though I had like the space, like our car was jam packed with like a lot of people. And I don't know, everyone was just hungry. So I had the snack bag. So I'm just like, "Here you go, soccer mom," passing out all the snacks.
She's not even looking back. She's just throwing them.
I think I was throwing it to either Noah or Elijah.
That was such a fun trip.
A random trip. And it was, I think it was actually pretty cool to like go out to a middle of nowhere place. I don't know.
It was an hour and 45 minutes away.
Mm-hmm. And I wish we performed on more reservations.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Mm-hmm. Because like some of the Native Americans were like stoked,
yeah,
because they like relate to us in like an indigenous mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
I remember one lady was like, "Oh my gosh, like it's so cool to meet you guys. Like my kids are Native American from me, but like Hawaiian from their dad. So their names are like, I think one of them, their names was like Mauna or something like that." But yeah, so she was super excited about it.
Oh, right. It was a boy and a girl, right? And then somebody had a pet cat named some random Hawaiian name.
Oh, that was my professor.
Oh, never mind.
His cat's name was Kukaiwimoku.
Oh, what? The god of war?
Yeah. Because he went to UH and spent like a couple years here. Because he's my archaeology teacher. Or no, anthropology. So he spent like years in Hawaii like studying like Hawaiian culture and anthropology, and and he named
that's kind of really funny because you know how like cats have the reputation. You know how like cats have the reputations of being like evil and stuff like that.
It was funny because when he told the class like what his cat's name was, no one got a kick out of it.
You understand. Mm-hmm. And that's the first half, everyone.
Oh. Should I blow a whistle?
Okay, we're gonna be back after this break. See ya.
We'll be back after these messages.
Toothpaste.
Ugh. Welcome to Brown Sugar Hour.
And we're back. Sarah just told us such a funny, interesting, also gross story that will probably never air, but just thought I'd put you in the same headspace that I'm in.
Let me just preface, but not tell. I mean, I don't really care, but like maybe I should be a little bit reserved.
Wow, wait. Is that how you say that word?
What?
Reserved?
Preface?
Yeah.
Preface. Yeah. What do you think it was?
Preface?
Sure. No.
Preface. Oh, God. I love you so much.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
I literally, every time I see that word, I read it as preface. Oh, no. You learn something new every day.
We say it all the time.
I've never hear you that. I've never heard someone say that word out loud.
Oh, my God. That's okay. Just crazy. Well, let me just...
Let's preface this really quick.
Just for this person's privacy. I mean, they're like not even my friend. I guess they're friends of someone I am related to.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Carry on.
But the person doesn't matter. It's the fact that like if you're gonna just like be careful like of the things you have on your phone. Mm-hmm. Because not everything is private, you know what I'm saying? Not everything is private. So just be careful.
Be mindful of what you have on your phone.
Exactly. So that's where all of our minds are in that headspace. So that was your preface for you.
All right. Okay, back to the actual podcast. Well, we took some quizzes. We haven't taken quizzes in a while. And I found some really cute little quizzes that are Julian the Phantoms themed. The first one is, which Julian the Phantoms character are you most like? It was based on the different songs you picked when you're picking a playlist, right? That was this quiz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it? Yes. Oh, I literally thought it was like, what's your favorite song out of these?
You were making a playlist.
Whatever.
But you were picking basically what your favorite song is, so you're not 100% wrong. Brandy said this quiz was hard, picking songs.
I know they were all good.
Yeah.
It did, I don't know. It depended. I had to, like, sing it in my head and, like, watch myself react.
Because I liked a lot of the songs that were, like, the options. So I would literally go on Spotify, play it, the song, and be like, do I like this one better? Or do I like this one better? Which one do I like better? And I did that for every single question.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I
did it based on my mood at the moment.
She wanted to get, like, a real life, like, who am I?
Well, I don't know. It was just hard to pick a song that I liked because I literally liked all of the songs.
Yeah.
And it was hard to pick.
What did you all put for the 90s hit? So the options were Wannabe by the Spice Girls, Don't Speak by No Doubt, Say My Name by Disney's Child, and No Rain by Blind Melon. I chose Say My Name, hands down.
I chose the same.
I chose Say My Name then. Out of all of those, I know I chose Say My Name.
I was choosing the songs that I go harder to. Mm. Like I would sing and dance to and nobody asked.
So I ended up picking Don't Speak by No Doubt.
Oh, such a good song.
What does it sound like?
Don't Speak. I know just what you're thinking. Oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
I just
know all the titles.
Yeah, that just screams like 2000s, 90s, yeah. So I was like, wow, I'm feeling this song right now. But I did the quiz a second time and I picked Say My Name and I got the same results.
But I got Julie.
Me too.
Same.
Ooh. I got Alex.
Really?
Oh.
I took it three times and I got Alex the third time.
Should we read what it says?
Yes, because I am the different one. I can go first. So I am Alex, which is the drummer on Julie and the Phantoms. And it says, you may be the emotional one in your friend group, but you are also the most supportive. You always know how to lighten the mood and would never say no to a spontaneous dance off.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh my god, wow, wait.
That last one is so
yeah.
True.
Yeah, right?
I just think also everything except the
emotional one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't think I'm the most emotional. Oh my, that's kind of funny because in the podcast, I was like, earlier in this episode, I was like, I'm going to cry, but I don't think I'm the most emotional.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm not mad at this at all.
I love Alex. He's
I love him.
Oh, it's so hard to be a favorite yeah. character, but he's one of my faves.
Yeah, same.
He's funny.
Yeah.
So is Reggie, but Alex has this weird sense of humor that, I don't know, cracked me up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the rest of us got Julie.
Yeah.
And this one, like, I was like, oh, I love this answer. So it says, you prefer to express yourself through your art, whatever it may be, and value your friends and family more than anything else in life. You always try to have fun, but sometimes you find yourself getting hung up on the negatives. Lucky for you, music will always be there to cheer you back up.
So cute. The art one is true. Like, Brandy's super crafty. Like, Alyssa, mm-hmm. like, her art is, like, music and dance. And then I like to paint, bullet journal, and that kind of stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Family and friends for all of us, but.
Oh, my gosh. True. This is so true. I just reread it again.
Type to hung up. To
yes.
Or to get hung up on negatives.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, same.
When something bad happens.
I relate to both.
I'm like, meh.
Wait, I have to, I'm going to pee myself.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Oh my gosh.
But just move on and start talking about the next one.
The next one was, which Julie and the Phantom songs you're most like?
The only mm-hmm. question that I was like, I don't know, was the food one. Because I think I only picked, like, just which one I like or eat the most often out of Wait. The six.
Did you eat the toilet?
Toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm back.
The toilet.
Did you hear me running?
Flush.
Oh, I didn't.
No, we heard you flush.
I didn't close the door.
Oh,
I was like, I pee.
What were the other questions that were interesting?
Where would you prefer to sing?
Oh, I think I chose the Orpheum, or like in a big in stage. Front of a big crowd. Yes.
Oh, I put at home.
I put in a club.
I put at home.
Oh, I would love to sing on a big
no,
stage.
No, wasn't there one that was like, where do you want to go? Where are you going after?
Where would you hang out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where would you hang
out? I put the club.
I put home. Because, you know, when you go home and have, like, a party or, like, a celebration. Like, you know.
I chose the beach.
Yeah.
A nighttime bonfire moment?
Yeah, you're just chilling at the end.
Chilling on Cedar Rapids.
Did we all put all of them for who would you hang out with after the
Yeah,
show?
I did.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm doing it again, and I put Reggie.
You love him, though. He's your favorite.
I just think he's so funny. I don't know.
Yeah, he's funny.
So when they're talking about deep dish, are they talking about pizza? Or what was your answers or your results?
Sorry. I got Bright from episode 2.
Ooh.
I got
a great song.
So this description says, well, quotes it, says, we will fight to shine together, bright forever. It says, life has its risks, but you're not afraid to go out there and get what you want.
Ain't that the truth?
Period.
I got Stand Tall.
Me too!
From episode 9. So since we all got it, I'll just read the description for all of us. It says, whatever happens, even if I'm the last standing, I'm a Stand Tall. No matter what happens, you keep your head held high and your eyes on the prize.
I think that's my favorite song out of the whole show. Because I also re-listened to, like, the whole playlist and the whole, all the songs. But it's a very close tie between Stand Tall and Bright.
My favorites are, yeah. I feel like we talked about this, but my favorite is either Wake Up or Bright. So when I got Stand Tall, I was like, oh, that is a good song. I should listen to it more.
I'm actually working on a little cover for Bright.
Oh.
It's hard. It's so hard because that song is high. I was thinking of lowering the key, but I was like, I might as well just go for it. So, yeah, I'm working on a cover for Bright, you know, a little hint, hint. But also, I have Unsaid Emily in my head all the time now.
Oh, such a good song.
When I just redid the quiz, I got Unsaid Emily. And it says, and the words I most regret are the ones I never meant to leave unsaid, Emily. You tend to keep things to yourself, but don't be afraid to share your thoughts and feelings with the people you love.
Aww.
Aww, I love you, Ren.
Oh. Thank you, but I think I like to, I want to be stand tall.
She said, I don't really care, right?
Thanks, but no thanks.
She said, thank you, but no thanks. Oh, sorry, you just said that, Ali. Let's see. All right, let's get a little serious on a serious note. We're going to say it once and only once, just to get it off our chests. I mean, it's not weighing heavy on me, but, you know, it's just... Okay, let's just get to it. Anyways, this is a PSA for people who don't know how to take no for an answer, aka, how do I put it?
Like, oh my god, I know what you're talking about. I was like, where are you going?
Are there boys like hitting on you that you
know?
I was like, y'all did not look at.
Did you not read my notes?
I did. I'm reading it.
I'm reading it right now, and I still don't understand. You're talking about it. But
what the?
I was like, what does she mean? Is somebody like talking
hitting
bad
on you?
I was like, is somebody talking bad about the podcast? Like that she like wants to set the record straight here. Like, if you don't like us, don't listen to us. Like, that's literally where I thought you were going.
Gosh. I thought, like, when I read it,
great. If you don't like us, don't listen to us. But like, but I understand where you're going now.
Yeah, when I read it, I thought like someone was like some guy, or you know, like when you want the unwanted attention from like guys and stuff. I thought that's what was happening. And then when you were explaining it, now that I heard you talk about it, I know what you mean. Yeah. My jaw literally dropped.
Yeah, I thought you guys were just silent because you were letting me talk, but you didn't know what I was talking about. Ali, you understood, right?
Absolutely.
When you first read it?
It took me the second time reading it.
Oh.
I literally kept
fast.
I kept reading it. I was like, what the hell is this?
I was like, oh, okay.
Asked me. I don't know how to start this off. Like,
I will. Why don't we help you? Here's the thing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so, you know, people have their own individual passions, people have their own individual interests, and occupations, pastimes, whatever it may be. And sometimes they want to share that with others, which is fine and dandy. But if the person you're trying to share it with expresses that they have no interest in sharing that with you one time, maybe two times, it's probably time to stop trying to share it with them at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, for instance, that somebody is trying to, like, I don't know, have some type of way. We obviously, clearly are not comfortable. Like, we'll say, like, oh, you know, it's okay. I don't really want to talk about it. Like, I don't feel comfortable. Then, like, you should get the idea, like, okay, maybe this person, I really shouldn't press this person because they've expressed that they are uncomfortable with it. Like that. And then it comes to the fact where, like, when somebody says no, like, multiple times, like, just stop. Like, leave that person alone. Like, that's not even a hint. It's, like, real fucking life. Like, I'm saying no to you.
Yeah.
Like, literally N-O. It's not like I'm saying, like, oh, maybe next time, like, 75
Yeah, hours. Like, if your no is not beating around the bush, then it's not really up for interpretation of, like, oh, well, maybe we can try it this way. Like, it's just a flat out no. Yeah.
Right. And we love y'all and we appreciate you thinking of us
wanting
and reaching out to us.
Yeah.
Right. And the first time we're going to listen to you and hear you out, and because we want to support you. It's not that we don't. It's just when we say no to any offer, I just expect you to get it and take it and we can move on with all of our conversations and not have that be a reoccurring thing.
Yeah.
So,
but, like, we don't want to knock, don't want to, like, knock you down and, like, you know, make you feel bad. But it, like, comes down to the point where, like, I generally don't see myself going anywhere. So that's why I'm saying no.
Yeah. You guys do you. And I will support you from where I am. Yeah. I just don't want to. As you could tell from the beginning, I'm always working. I'm always doing something. I kind of don't really have time to do added stuff.
And, like, a lot of these things sometimes come down to, like, oh, you want to, like, don't you want to quit your 9-to-5 and do these things and travel? And, like, I want to do those things, but, like, I don't mind having a 9-to-5 or 8-to-4. Like, maybe that's something I want and you don't, but I do.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you don't want to continue in higher education, and that's fine for you, but what if I want it? And, like, everyone's just going to have their own things, so... I mean, I'll listen the first time, and then if it's not for me, then it's not for me.
Us four, we're not saying stop pursuing your passion. Be more considerate, like, when you're, especially talking to friends. Us friends, we're going to be the most honest with you.
And I know sharing it is a big part of, like the business, or they just want to share it for the love of their friends or whatnot, which is great, like keep sharing. But once they say no, then time for the next person.
Right. Yeah, and please don't take this personally or anything. Yeah. We're just looking at it from a business standpoint, that we have our own dreams and passions that we want to achieve, mm-hmm. too. So, yeah, thank you for your offers and for your love. Yeah, and this isn't just towards one company. It's towards anybody.
Yeah, because we've mm-hmm. all had different situations.
But whew, okay. Now, we said it once, and that is the only time we're going to say it.
No is no.
No is no.
In all retrospect.
Exactly.
In all retrospect.
And you can say, you can change your mind whenever
yeah,
you want.
That too.
Yes. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's talk about some tunes. Some bops.
Oh, lady.
Hmm? Oh, oh.
Actually, 100%. I recommend the new Lainey album.
I made my own Lainey Spotify playlist.
Why didn't I get
it? I didn't get any of my merch yet.
I didn't get mine either.
I don't know why I got the...
I mean, they're in transit, but it's also, like, I ordered 6. Yeah. So I'm like...
Wait, side note. Did you guys know? I told this to Ali, but I ended up ordering the vinyl.
Why did you order the vinyl?
I saw it.
I don't know.
No, you did tell us.
She didn't know she...
You did. I told you to. You're like, I don't even have a record player, but then you're like, my dad does. So then I was like, then you should buy the vinyl.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Harry Styles.
No.
We're talking about Lainey.
Fuck. Well, I totally forgot it was bought this shit. And I was looking at all my emails for like all the confirmations of all my packages. Uh-huh. I was like, the fuck? I bought a vinyl? I don't even have a record player.
I haven't gotten a single confirmation email yet. I mean, I got my confirmation email. I haven't got my shipping email yet.
Yeah. So I was like, what the
heck? Oh, yeah. I only got them for one item. My vinyl's the only one in transit, but yeah. My signed poster and 3 shirts are not shipped.
Yeah, yet. My 2 shirts aren't shipped yet either.
This is what
I don't know why I got the signed poster if I got the signed vinyl, but I think it was 15.
I really
bucks,
want the so candle. Oh,
I know. I
what does it smell
know.
Like? That?
Cowboy.
It smells like but Oklahoma. Like,
what does that even smell like?
It's the CD thingy.
Grass.
I got the signed CD too, so I can't wait to play it in my car.
It's cute.
Because that's the only really place I got a CD player.
Oh, I love that.
Paper by Lainey. We look good on paper.
Oh God.
We keep fooling on neighbors. I have a whole playlist of like the kind of vibe, like a Lainey vibe.
This was made in Mexico.
You know. It's not slow, but it's not fast and upbeat. It's mm-hmm. right in between. Right it's in called between. Low Key.
Oh.
So it has over 200 songs. Go ahead, listen to it. Put it on shuffle. It's a whole mood.
I'll follow it.
Go follow it.
It's called Low Key. My Spotify name is Lala Lissa Lee. LalaLyssaLee. Yeah.
Oh, I found you.
It's a lot of different L's and A's and S's and E's.
Oh my gosh, super side note. I just saw this thing where it's like, if she got one A in her name, good luck. But if this bitch got 2 or more, you're like something like
she
that.
She on the streets.
Yeah.
I saw it was like, if she got one A for your name, good luck. If she got 2 A's in her name, she from the streets. If yeah. her name has 2 A's and it ends in a you're fucked. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, that's me.
That's me. Alyssa.
That's hilarious.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh, that's literally, I was like, oh my gosh, that's them.
Ooh, I have another artist supporting this Filipino artist. There's this one song I love from her. It's called Rose by Jarena.
Yes,
Monomere.
I saw that on TikTok.
I found her
oh, really?
Years
Wait,
ago.
Wait, I think I saw it on TikTok.
I literally saw it on TikTok today. I saw it on TikTok today.
She's been popping off. I found this. It's in my playlist back in 2018, I think, 2019, when I found it. And it resurfaced yeah. again on TikTok and on Twitter. And I tweeted at her, and she liked it. Love her. It's yeah. so good. It's so
I really
soothing.
Like to swim in the Frank Ocean sometimes before I go to bed. Ooh. Actually, I'd be swimming in the Frank Ocean any time of day, to be honest with you. I have a sad boy playlist that I listen to at night. It's like sad songs, but also just like soothing, like nighttime songs.
Because I have the playlist. Okay, I find a lot of different artists, and you guys already know that. But some of them, the names make absolutely no sense. The artist names. I'm like, how do I even find these people? But they always end up in my low-key playlist, and I can listen to it any time of the day. In the daytime, at night. It really doesn't matter. It's so versatile.
Same word.
Versatile?
Same thing.
Whatever. I'm having a hard time with my words. But yeah, there's so many songs. I have over 200 songs, and I could recommend every single one to you because it's that good.
I don't know why, what made me recently start listening to these people, but they were two people that I kind of cut from my life, and it's Taylor Swift and Zayn.
Taylor Swift, so good.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I've been obviously I cut Taylor Swift out of my life in 2013 when she started dating Mr. Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner and, you know, friends, whatever. So I cut them out. But I just started listening to her again, and I literally love Folklore so much. And I've been listening to her last album too, Lovers. And then I've been listening to Zayn. Like, I cut him out of my life in 2015, you know? But he's just been popping up, and he just came out with a new song, Better. And it's literally so cute. Because I haven't been sleeping early, I've been sleeping kind of late recently. Playing music helps me fall asleep, so I'll set my Spotify on time, like, you know, the timer mode where it turns off in like 20 minutes.
There's a timer mode?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
wait, what? I need that.
So, are you music? Serious?
Yeah. So you, whatever song.
Yeah. You can say,
how do you do that?
You click on the three dots on the top, you know, to get the information, and you just scroll down.
I should do that because I wake up in the middle. Oh my God. It's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has like all the like 5 minutes. So I usually set it for either 15 to 30 minutes. And then it will just play whatever playlist I have.
Because sometimes I fall asleep and I'll wake up and music is still playing.
Exactly. So, and I do it on my Google. Like, my Google can turn off.
Oh, at a certain time.
Yeah. So I've been recently falling asleep to music because it helps me fall asleep.
I've recently been going back to artists like Clairo. Oh.
I love
Umi, so Sabrina Claudio. And a bunch of these random artists that I love so much. I mean, some of Toby Lou's even songs are so good. And then Kasha's Play has
I love that
Agreeable.
Song.
I love Agreeable.
Sometimes it's I forget so that we listen good. To the same music.
I think it was you, Sarah, that introduced me to Sabrina Claudio. And yeah. But now these people are, their songs are bops to me. And then I love Brent Faiyaz.
He's my favorite. Some of his songs are a little raunchy, but, like, I love it. I, like, know all of the words to one of his, like, worst songs, and I'd be, like, singing that in my car by myself. Sometimes when I'm, like, in the car with my boyfriend, and I'm like, oh, sorry, my bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I gotta do some editing tonight.
Did you literally? I literally just came back and just heard sometimes I sing songs to my boyfriend.
Wow.
My face
I literally slipped out.
Maybe because you're trying to be more public now.
Yeah.
Am I keeping that in or am I keeping it out?
Secrets out.
The secret's out. I have a boyfriend.
Oh, snap. Rewind to a couple episodes ago when we were when they were trying to plan it on. Psych.
But still, don't worry, listeners. I am in a relationship, but that's not going to change me, okay?
I'm an independent woman.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I'm still myself. I'm still dumb, crazy. Nothing's changed. I just have a partner now.
She's going to go on and on now.
Yeah, well, now I'm like, have to stand up for myself because I need the listeners to know.
Okay? You did this on yourself. Okay.
Mm. All right, cool. We love nighttime music. Oh, I bought a... Remember those, like, yoga pants that have been, like, surfacing the internet, the bootcut ones?
Yeah.
So, I've been trying to look for mine because I used to have one.
I swear you had one at school.
Did I?
Or was it freshman year? Yes, I swear I seen you in flared
yoga pants. It probably was freshman year.
Yeah.
Because I cannot find them anymore. Like, I was looking for them all day today, so then I just bought some at Old Navy. So, they're coming in next week. I used to wear them, like, literally all throughout high school.
Yeah, so I have my ones from high school, too. I've been doing a lot of shopping recently.
Dude, me too, bro. It's really bad. I bought so much stuff recently.
Those two things are new. I bought a new top, a new dress. I don't think I showed you guys any of this.
I haven't showed you any of it either. Should we end the podcast and then should we?
Yeah. Yeah. I showed you guys the things that I got in the mail
today. Oh, I didn't watch it yet.
Right. Even before I walked in the door, everybody was screaming from wherever they were in our house, "What's in the box? Open it." So I didn't unbox it in front of them. I was like, what if it's a present for you guys? Hello.
It's like 6 different Amazon orders coming in because it was Amazon Prime days this past week. Oh, yeah.
Did you guys buy a lot of stuff?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
And then, God, I can't wait to see.
And I bought some stuff because my mom's birthday is next week, too. So.
Okay. So we're going to show each other what we got. We're going to do a little haul for each other. We're just going to end the podcast here just because it's. You guys don't
unless
care.
You do.
So
unless you do,
thank you everyone for listening.
Leave us a comment.
Yeah, let us know if you do.
Yeah,
maybe
let us know.
We'll start a Snapchat group and we'll just add you to all of our when we do our hauls.
But thank you all for listening. Be sure to tune into our Halloween episode next week.
Yes,
I picked out my outfit.
I believe yes, Sarah is wearing this one.
It's about to get spooky, y'all.
I don't have my outfit planned yet, so.
Me either. I need to figure that out.
Don't forget to rate us 5 stars and to leave a review down below on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you're new, hi, what's up? How are ya? Tune in next week. We got something fun planned. So, yeah, we'll talk to you all next week.
Peace out.